For News Talk 1510 and 1580 AM, my name is Keith Gosted. Governor Evers says Foxconn is unlikely to employ 13,000 workers and Wisconsin needs a new deal. Despite a court order requiring a reduction or end to the practices, Lincoln Hills School for Boys still uses pepper spray and strip searches. This is despite ongoing problems at the youth prison, detailed by a court-appointed monitor. The U.S. District Attorney for Western District of Wisconsin announced it did not plan to file charges. Senator Ron Johnson has returned from his trip to the West Texas town of El Paso. The chair of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs says the U.S. needs a faster, more accurate initial determination of asylum claims. He also acknowledged that migrants are coming here for economic reasons. The Milwaukee Common Council unanimously approved a 500% increase in the fine for solicitation of prostitution. The increase is intended to curb the city's status as a sex trafficking hub. Homes were briefly evacuated in Shorewood this morning when a contractor struck a gas line around 9 a.m. this morning. We Energies was able to stop the gas flow within a half hour, and residents of the Milwaukee suburb were allowed to return to their homes. A 20-year-old Hartford man is in custody after making threatening phone calls to the Hartford Police Department and the Hartford City Hall. Cory Booker will be in Milwaukee next Tuesday at noon to discuss gun violence prevention at Coffee Makes You Black on North Tetonia Avenue. President Donald Trump is scheduled to appear in Green Bay on the 27th, and DNC officials will be in town next week to begin planning for the Democratic Convention in July of 2020. Tom Perez will also be attending a fundraiser for Mayor Tom Barrett. The Bucks beat the Pistons in Game 2 of the series, 120-99. Game 3 is this Saturday in Detroit. The Brewers lost to the Cardinals 6-3. They welcome the Dodgers to Miller Park later tonight. The Robo-Tigers were able to win the regional robotics competition. The Riverside High School robotics team will now head to the World Championships. Cooling temperatures today dropping to the low 40s by this evening, with overnight lows in the upper 30s. Friday, highs in the mid-50s in Madison, mid-40s in Milwaukee. Saturday, sunny with highs in the mid-50s in Milwaukee, mid-60s in Madison. For News Talk 1510 and 1580 AM, my name is Keith Gosted. My name is Keith Gosted.